We are blessed this morning. I'm glad you are here. Would you like me to read the scripture for us then?
Yes.
Okay. This is taken from Ezekiel. And this book has been used. I can't even tell you what chapter it's from. Ezekiel, and I think it's Ezekiel 36 or 37.
37.
Just this one verse is what you want?
Yes.
Okay, this is from Ezekiel. The word of our Lord. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and God brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones.
That's it.
Amen. You may be saved.
Amen. Thank you so much. The title of the sermon is still doing what it's always done for me. There are two types. Have mercy. Title, that way you can choose the one that you feel most drawn to. Have you been to the valley of the dry bones and or how dry I am? Amen. Yes, how dry I am. I'm going to sing, preach, and sit down. I'm ready, Jane. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of our God. I was glad when they said unto me, come and go. Oh, I didn't get it in. I was glad when they said unto me, too many letters. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to Knoxville, MCC. That's what I was looking for. I was glad when they said unto me, you can be who God called you to be. I was glad when they said unto me, we're going to Knoxville MCC. You can wear pants there too. If you're a woman, they won't put you out. You don't have to wear a dress, Judy. We're going to Knoxville MCC. And they said, I can tell you even more, they will welcome you at the door. And if you don't know them, they'll treat you as family. I was glad when they said unto me, you can worship and be free. I was glad when they said unto me, there's a house of God in Knoxville, Tennessee. I was glad when they said unto me, it doesn't matter what sexuality you be, you can come and be there, and God's presence is in the air. I was glad when they said unto me, let's do that again. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, going to Knoxville, Knoxville, MCC. Hallelujah. Yeah. be to God. Well, well, well. Ezekiel says, God took hold of me and placed me in the valley of dry bones. Now, last night I shared that I watched with Donna and with Kathy and Judy the special on PBS about Stonewall, about the rebellion that brought a change in the world for gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and heterosexual people. Because every time one of us has a healing of knowing that God loves us and that God blesses us, another heterosexual in our lives gets healed also. Somebody once said to me, well, I would come out to my mother, but she's 96, and she thinks it's against God to be a homosexual. And I said, do you want your mama to go to heaven? And he said, yes, I do. I said, then you better change your mama's mind today. You don't have a lot of time. You better start working on it and let her know that God loves her and that God loves the child that she carried in her body for 9.5 months. And this denomination was started. It was started a year before Stonewall in 1968. And I love this denomination. Even though I was ordained in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, I did not know God. I was not completely in my faith. When I was ordained and the hands were laid upon me at that altar, I was still a dry bone because I'd left a part of me. I left a major part of me, the fullness of my heart and the fullness of my call and the fullness of my life in the pew when I got up for that ordination. And it wasn't until I came to this denomination that I got completely in the water and completely in the strength of God and completely in the understanding of God's blessings on my life. That's why I love MCC. I love this denomination because we are deliberately out. And we're out for more than one reason. We're not just out about issues of sexuality. We're also out about issues of justice. We're also out about issues of people being abused physically, emotionally, mentally. We also love children, and children are a part of our denomination. And we also are family for one another, because there are some of us whose family doesn't love us, and they will not love us, and they just won't get there until Jerry Farwell gets to talk to them when they get to heaven. He'll be on door duty. I can tell you that right now. I love the fact that we are people of justice and that we allow our God not to be in a box. We let God out of the box. And because we let God out of the box, that means that my Baptist brother and my Catholic sister can sit side by side and praise God together in this sanctuary right now. I love this denomination because we deliberately work towards language that leaves no one out. Y'all know I change words of songs all the time. I put gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, heterosexual, plus the people who have no clue. All the time. All the time. And that's what we do. And you're a part of the we. You are the we. And that's one of the many more things I love. I love inclusive language, including language. And it's so precious. I love to hear us do the Lord's Prayer. Because it's all God, who I am, everything. And then we get to name, we go, Father, and still Father, we go, Father, Mother, Sister, Brother, it's a mixture. It's a mixture. It goes, And that's all right for it to be. Because we know we change. We don't stay the same. Some of us came from backgrounds where we were left into the dry valley, the valley of the dry bones, because we were told in some denominations, if you did something and fell in your faith, you couldn't change that. Some even build it where you got to pay for your loved one to get to heaven. You know, I wonder if there's taxes on that. MCC was born by God to be the Pentecost of the LGBTH community. It was born to look and walk into the valley. And every one of us were found in the valley. Some of us got here after we realized that we were no longer to be dry bones, but many got here feeling all dried up. And the world had done so much, and families have done so much. I got blessed. I come from a family that continues to talk to our children and ask them, if you are heterosexual, let us know. Because we're running out of them. And we want to know what, you know what I'm saying. I know you're back there, but I got a job for you later on, and it doesn't include singing, so don't get scared. But you sung with me before, and I would not mind it. And you just did with I was glad when they said unto me. But I got something for you in a little bit, all right? You're going to help me close the sermon, all right? And so, Ezekiel saw this valley. And God had him walk around in it. And I wonder if Ezekiel saw something that made him wonder if he knew that person. Or if he wondered how that person got here. And God told Ezekiel to walk around in that valley. What would you do if all of a sudden God got a hold of you? Now that kind of language sounds Pentecostal, doesn't it? God got a hold of you. I tell people, they say, oh, the Lord's Barrier is Pentecostal. If I am, I got that way in MCC. That's where it happened. I'm telling you, there's still a little Methodism left in there, trust me. And so you're there in that valley, and you're walking around that valley, and you're looking at these people that used to be alive, and you know there was life in them, and they have been in that valley so long that they are sun bleached in that valley. And I know that Reverend Elder Troy D. Perry had been in that valley. He had been in that valley so long that he had split his wrist and asked to die. And he didn't want to live because he had been in that valley. And God called him up the same way God called you up to come out. Somebody asked me when I first came out, when did I turn gay? I said, let me think now. It was a Thursday. And I normally get out of bed on the left-hand side. But I had knocked my cup of tea over on the floor before I went to sleep. And so I decided to get out of bed on the right-hand side, not to slip and fall. And by the time I got from my bed to the bathroom and looked in the mirror, I turned gay. What do you think about that? And I said to the person, and then I realized I could go back and I could get back in the bed. I could clean up that tea, get back in the bed, and get out on the left side. But I like this side better. Did you hear me? I like this side better. Thank you, baby. Like it better. And I said, my family don't mind it. They like it better too. Guess what? Dolores is happy now. Dolores is free now. Dolores has more faith now. Look, God is blessing Dolores. Well, God is blessing each one of us. And there is no such thing as God blessing and caring for someone that God doesn't want and God didn't create. God created us. Psalms 139. Before we were even formed in our mother's wombs, God knew our days. God knew what we'd do. God knew who we were before we knew who we were. God knew who we were before our parents knew who we were. What can you do with that? So there was Ezekiel. Let me get back to old brother Ezekiel. There he was walking around, probably thinking to himself, well, I'm glad I'm not it. I don't know how I missed this valley. I've been dry myself. Walking around, God told Ezekiel to speak to the bones. First he said, Ezekiel, do you think the bones could live? Now, what would you think on that Stonewall movie and written on the hearts of many of us who came out when it was even less safe to be out, we are very clear that it was not easy to live. It was not a sure bet that after we went to a club that we would get in our car and get back home alive. And it wasn't a sure bet that we could get back to our home and be found out or lose our job or lose our family, or lose our occupation. We had been thrown into a valley that we didn't belong in. But society was working mighty hard to keep us there, and still does. But it's not working. God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones. And that's the same thing we do today when we talk with people about the grace and the love and the blessings of God in our very little lives, in our very gay, heterosexual, bisexual, transgender, and people who aren't sure yet lives. People who are afraid to say it yet. And sometimes the only out, the Pride Day, the only out is church at MCC. And so we're thankful that there is a place where those of you who can only be who you are on weekends, that God lifted up this place for you to be so. That is why it's so important to be in love with your church. Amen? Amen. A little bit louder on that. Amen? Amen. I know you get on each other's nerves. Amen? Amen? I know you had some moments where you said, God, just blow him up. Amen? Amen. But when it gets down to it, we are a people that learned back in 68, back in 1868, back in 1768, back in 1568, that we were all we had. And that our valley was so dry. And so Ezekiel prophesied the words that God taught him to say. From the winds from all corners, breathe into them and tell them I'm going to put muscles on them. I'm going to join them together. The head bones connected to the and the neck bones connected to the. Come on, y'all got bones. You know where they at. Don't get nervous. You know where your bones are. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And the shoulder bones connected to the. And what? Let's just go to arms. Then we got a backbone in there. Amen. And then we got a hip bone. Amen. Then we got a thigh bone, amen? Amen. Then we got a knee bone, amen. Then we got a leg bone, amen. Amen. Then we got an ankle bone, amen. Then we got a... There it is. There you go. I heard that. And all those bones started coming together. Ezekiel said he heard the clicking. You know how we pop? Oh, I did it. Did you hear that? Don't do it again, right, Dolores? Don't do it again. And I already heard that clicking of a whole valley of bones. Probably sounded somewhat like the sounds I heard in the backyard last night at Kathy and Donna's home. It was just that the bones would have been saying, ribbit. I kept hearing them go, rib. Rip, rip, waiting for him to say knee. I love this church, and I love this community, and I love this valley that we were lifted out of into a new land. It's green, and it's free, and we heal. So when they were all joined together, and God put muscle back on them, that's the muscle of saying, I'm going to march this time. That's the muscle of saying, I'm going to the gay picnic. That's the muscle of saying, I'm not going to let my family hurt me like I have. That's the muscle of saying, I thank God for who I am. Even that one is a great big muscle. Amen. It's a great big muscle. And once all them muscles were put together and all the skin was put on, and there they stood. But remember, that was still before they had the breath. For me, the breath was finding this denomination. I don't think I'm by myself. Amen. The bones talked with Ezekiel, said that they had been hopeless. I want to sing. Bring it up a little louder. Bring it down a little bit lower. I don't want to hurt that man back there with that white shirt on. This is a song it's heavy now. Here. Yeah? It's called I Almost Let Go. In the valley, if it hadn't been, I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't live anymore. My depression weighed me down, and my family could not be found. But God held me close, so I couldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. How many of y'all didn't let go? I almost gave up. How many of you almost gave up? I just didn't want to live anymore. How many of you didn't want to live anymore? Friends were gone. Church was gone. But God held me close, so I couldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. You ever thought you'd let go, but you weren't? I'm here today because God kept me. I am here today, oh, because of God's love. God loves us, saves us. God's love rests on us, so we won't let go. How many of you let go but still didn't fall and don't know how you did? I'm telling you, I mean it when I raise my hand. Don't I, Debbie? Is Debbie up there? Whoa, I didn't say Debbie. Let go. I said I didn't want to live anymore. I was right at the edge, and help was on the way. But I said no, I want to let go. God's mercy holds us, so we can't let go. We are here today because God loves us. When we fly away, we're gonna be in God's home. God holds us, loves us, created us, so we couldn't let go. We couldn't let go. James, I'm ending it. Couldn't let go. All right, I'm back. Is there one Debbie up there? Anybody named Debbie? Not one Debbie? All right, Kathy, you Debbie today. Amen. I know she told me she had 2 hours drive and it was hard on her. And that's another thing about us. I love the fact that even when it's hard, we still do press. It took a lot for her to press to get here last night. And I thought of Debbie. She used to stay with my mom when Judy and I would go on the road. Debbie Hyatt would stay with my mother and take care of her. And that's what I mean by family. So there they were in that valley, and they told Ezekiel that they were hopeless. And Ezekiel watched, and God spoke and said, I want them to know that I'm going to put breath in them. Because Ezekiel said that when they started getting that breath and he looked, they stood up like a great army. In other words, they had a march going on. They were proud. They were together. They were put together. And God said, you won't forget that it was me that did it. In other words, I love you more than the humans did. And I will always do for you whether the other humans do or not. So I want you to help me in this sermon with a call out. Many of you who know me know that I always do have a call out. Amen? Amen. I do. And the call out today is in three parts. How do you like that? That's it. That's why they're up there. That's the very reason. Your call out word is God.
God.
A little bit louder.
God.
Your call out word is breathed on.
Breathed
on. Oh, you got a bit more breath in it than that.
Breathe on.
Faster.
Breathe on.
Breathe on. Breathe on. Breathe on. Okay, me.
Me.
Unison.
Me.
All right, faster.
Me.
Now I got to put this down because I can't do that and hold this too. We celebrate the fact that God came and breathed on us. In 1968, God breathed on an individual named Troy Perry, someone who had been an evangelist in his church. And he had traveled with he and his wife. And they had a singing ministry as well. Y'all didn't know that, did you? I'm still trying to get him to sing. And they had a singing ministry, and they went around, and when he came out, because he felt that he was so dirty being gay, God changed it. Have you ever felt dirty? Somebody say yes.
Yes.
I heard you saying it. You ever felt like God didn't know you? You ever felt unworthy? God knew. And that's why this was born. And that's why those of you who started this church and the angels that helped who are among us right now made sure that there was a place where people could say,
God, bring on me.
Now I'm ready. So God, we give you the glory because you came and you...
God, you love
me. Now I'm going to tell you right now, you know the lineup, amen? And you know I'm 60 years old. So if I end up over here first,
me.
Y'all know y'all ain't supposed to be first, amen? And if I end up over here first, you know that's not what I mean. All right. So,
God, breathe
on me. And set me free.
God, breathe
on me. And called us by name.
God, breathe on me.
And changed our names.
God, breathe on me.
From evil names.
God, breathe on
from
me.
Hatred. From loss. And our soul says, amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to leave you with a song called Come By Here. And it was a prayer of those, many of whom have gone on to glory, to see how long eternity be. And they, we live on their prayers. And so this song, Come By Here, is a song where I already know that God, we already know that God has come by here because
God,
there you go. When I was Methodist, wait a minute. Hey, you know, I know Jane was from a background of 15-minute sermons. Amen. He's told me so. I forgot what I was going to say, James. You made me do that. You made me forget. Anyway, probably for the best. Oh, this is how I used to sing it. Nothing wrong with it, but this is how I did. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord.
Come by here,
Lord.
Come by here.
Oh, Lord, come by here. But it's been gayed up. at it now. Bring it up a little loud. Hey, that's good.
Hey, come by here, Lord. Hey, come by here, Lord. Oh, come by here, Lord. Yeah, oh, yeah. Somebody been sick, Lord. Coming out of the closet, Lord. They're coming out today. Oh, they're coming on out, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Somebody's telling their family, Lord. They're telling their family who God made them to be. A church home, and they're heading this way. Somebody needs a church home. Oh, yeah. Somebody's proud today, Lord. We are proud today. We invite you today.